Welcome to the National Gallery of Art Music Programs, offering a deeper understanding of the art of music. The National Gallery of Art presented Tapestry on Sunday, November 11, 2018, in the West Building, West Garden Court, in a program entitled Lessons of Darkness, Armistice Day 1918. Celebrating the centennial of armistice signed between the Allies of World War I and Germany on November 11, 1918. Tapestry is a Boston-based ensemble of women's voices. The group debuted in 1995 with the performance of Steve Reich's Teilim at Jordan Hall, which the Boston Globe deemed a knockout. Critics hail the musicians' rich, distinctive voices, their technically spot-on singing, and their emotionally charged performances. The Cleveland Plain Dealer has described Tapestry as an ensemble that plants haunting vibrations, old and new, in our ears. The group has performed at international concerts and festivals, most recently at the Library of Congress and the Frick Collection. Tapestry marks the 100th anniversary of World War I's Armistice Day by honoring composers who risked their lives, supported the war effort, or were impacted by the conflict, as well as those who reflected on themes of war and peace following the armistice. Composed works are paired with folk songs to create a fuller picture of early 20th century musical life and to explore the theme of lives affected by World War I in France, Britain, Armenia, Serbia, Russia, and the United States. The first selection from this concert is music by composer Maurice Ravel and serves as a touchstone and focal point for this program. Ravel completed Deux Mélodies Hébraïques in 1914, shortly before he enlisted in the army. An atheist and spiritualist, he was drawn to the Kaddish, a Jewish prayer and song of mourning. Too old to serve as a frontline soldier, he drove an ambulance, often stationed at battle scenes. Thank you. We next hear the prelude from Le Tombeau de Couperin, composed in 1914 and 1917. It's a suite of six works for solo piano, with each piece honoring a soldier who died in the war. When Ravel was asked why the music was lively rather than mournful, he replied that the loss of life was already sad. Why should the music be sad? Inspired by this idea of lives interrupted, the first half of the program features more joyful songs written before the war, a bit of ragtime, and folk songs. The second half of the program is built around Ray Vaughan Williams' masterpiece cantata, Dona Nobis Pacem, paired with songs of protest and peace. In the next selection from this concert, we hear several works by the composer Erik Satie. Satie served in the military, but his career did not last long. In 1886, at age 20, he joined the army and after a few months was discharged for deliberately infecting himself with bronchitis. Passionately anti-German, he waged a musical war and also took aim at Debussy and Ravel. As the patron saint of Les Six, a group of early 20th century French composers who countered German romantic music as well as the music of Debussy and Ravel, Satie had a strong impact on the direction of post-war music. We will now hear Satie's Nocturne 2, published in 1893. Satie made up the term Nocturne for his new and experimental musical form. The word Nocturne may be connected to Gnosticism, as that philosophy was one of his passions.
Thank you.
Our next selection, Les Sirènes, was composed by Lily Boulanger, the younger sister of composer and teacher Nadia Boulanger, and the first woman to win the Prix de Rome. Lily died in March 1918 in Paris of Crohn's disease. During the war, Lily and Nadia organized support of French soldiers, and Les Sirènes, written prior to the war, has a lightness of texture and spirit.
Thank you.
Our next selection comes from the composer James Reese Europe, who fought on the front lines in World War I and brought ragtime and early jazz to Europe. The son of a former slave, his band was the first all-black orchestra to play in Carnegie Hall in 1912. During the war, he was charged with forming a band for the 369th Regiment, the Harlem Hellfighters, the first African-American unit to land in France. One of the regiment's soldiers noted, "The French know no color line," which stood in contrast to the violent racial riots, lynchings, and discrimination occurring in the United States. In 1919, Europe was murdered in Boston while on tour with his Hellfighters. Jazz legend Hubie Blake deemed him the Martin Luther King of music. In our final selection from this concert, we're treated to Ray Vaughan Williams' cantata, Dona Nobis Pacem. At age 42, Ray Vaughan Williams signed on as a private in the Royal Medical Corps and served in the Salonika campaign of 1915 and on the French Western Front in 1916. His cantata, Dona Nobis Pacem, premiered in 1936 as a plea for peace. Vaughan Williams drew inspiration from Walt Whitman's poetry, and for three of the cantata's six movements, he used Whitman's poems, such as Reconciliation and Dirge for Two Veterans. Although written in response to the Civil War, Whitman's words are timeless. Vaughan Williams opens and closes his cantata with a prayer for peace, Dona Nobis Pacem.
Oh,
We hope you'll join us on a Sunday afternoon, fall through spring, as we continue our free concerts at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. For more information, please visit www.nga.gov/music.